think my presentation will be a good complement to yours. So yours, you know, really looking in depth at one health department, you know, qualitative exploring, you know, what can be done to, what health departments can do to improve mental well-being. What we did was we looked nationally using predetermined categories to quantitatively explore what local health departments are doing to address mental health. So just a little bit of background and context. You know, we hear a lot about mental health as being a public health issue, but this isn't a new idea, and this is something I was surprised to find. In 1926, the president of the American Public Health Association, in his inaugural speech, Charles Winslow, made this statement, which I will not read to you, but I will read the beginning, where he says, "It is impossible to consider, even in the briefest summary, the future of the program of public health movement without at least some reference to mental hygiene." So this is something that people in public health have been thinking about for quite some time. In the 1960s, President Kennedy was very engaged in this idea of preventing mental illness. Then in the early 90s, we see another resurgence. The Institute of Medicine issued two major reports. And then, of course, the Surgeon General's report calling for, you know, really a public health approach to mental health. So this really isn't a new idea, but it seems to be having other resurgence in the past few years. And of course today, you know, the idea that mental health is a public health issue is codified in various national documents such as Healthy People 2020, the National Prevention Strategy reports by the CDC, so on and so forth. So despite this commitment, this idea that we generally all seem to embrace in the field of public health, that mental health is a public health issue, we don't really know what local health departments do to address population mental health. The term I'm going to use, and I think it will be a theme, language is definitely an issue here. So don't take me to task on the language I'm using, but I'm going with population mental health. And I would say that local health departments have great potential to improve population mental health through integrating mental health and wellness into these core public health activities, right? The 10 essential public health services that local health departments carry out. So things like surveillance, policy advocacy to address the social determinants of mental health, stigma reduction campaigns, all of these things I feel can be integrated into what local health departments are already doing and have typically been doing around physical health issues. And also I think there's great potential for local public health departments that have this population perspective to complement the really clinical efforts of local behavioral health departments that exist in a lot of jurisdictions. So we conducted a mixed method study, but today I'm just going to talk about the quantitative portion. So we had really three aims. We wanted to describe the prevalence and correlates of local health department activities to address mental health in the United States. We were also curious about the proportion of the U.S. population living in these jurisdictions where local health departments were doing different things. And we also wanted to identify associations between mental health activities and specific characteristics of the local health departments. The qualitative study, I'll just give a nod to it. I'm not going to get into it today. First, we did this quantitative piece, and then we conducted interviews with local health department officials across the country to get a better sense and kind of delve deeper into some of the things that we found quantitatively. So methods, we used the 2013 National Profile Study of Local Health Departments. It's a national survey of local health departments it's web-based. It's completed by the directors of local health departments. NACHO administers this. It's about every 2 years it's done. There are various modules. Module 2 contained a number of different questions about mental health. So we looked at the responses from 505 local health departments that completed Module 2, and the response rate was around 80%. So these eight measures, these are our dependent variables, these measures related to mental health. So we didn't create these. This is a secondary analysis of an existing data set. We probably would have picked some different questions and some different measures, but this is what we had. So one question assessed whether or not the local health department provided clinical mental health services. Five of the questions assessed things related to local health department conducting activities to assess and improve access to clinical mental health services. One, assess the provision of quote-unquote population-based activities to prevent mental illness. That was the language used in the question. And one, assessed policy and advocacy activities in the area of mental health. Every mental health activity was dichotomous. Did they do this? Yes or no? And the question was, did you do this in the past year? And we also created a cumulative measure of every local health department's level of engagement in mental health activities. So did they do zero of these, or did they do eight of them, or where did they fall in between? We looked at a number of covariates. These are the local health department characteristics. So we looked at the size of the population they served. We looked geographically at their U.S. Census region. We looked at the number of full-time staff they had per 10,000 population. And we were also curious about whether or not the local health department provided direct primary care services and substance abuse services. These are also things that we could get at in the survey. Analysis, there are sampling weights, so we were able to generate nationally representative estimates from our 505 local health departments, univariate descriptive statistics, and we did bivariate analyses. And then at the very end, we did multivariate logistic regression to control for all these local health department characteristics that were associated with different mental health activities to identify these independent associations. So this, there's a lot going on this slide. So this slide is the cumulative number of mental health activities of the eight that local health departments perform. So kind of the main findings here. So just over half of local health departments in the U.S. do one of eight things to address mental health. Is that good? I don't know. 55%, is that small or is that great? I really don't know. We don't know how to interpret that, but that's what it is. And just over half of the U.S. population lives in a jurisdiction where the local health department does something to address mental health. But about 44% of local health departments in the U.S. don't do any of these things to address mental health. And about one in five local health departments do four or more activities to address mental health. And you see as it tapers down, these local health departments, some are very, very engaged conducting six or seven or even eight of these activities. So how does this shake out when stratifying by different variables? So this is the mean number of mental health activities performed by geographic region. So local health departments in the Midwest did the most, those in the West the least, and the significant difference is between those in the Midwest and the West. Again, this is the mean number, and this is stratified by the size of the population the local health department serves. And there's kind of this bell-shaped curve in there, right? So smaller health departments, you know, often rural health departments, doing the least, and then these mid-sized health departments doing the most. And then when we get into really large health departments again, that kind of tapering off again. We think maybe, you know, small health departments, they don't have the resources to do as much. And these really large health departments, that there might be some other entity serving the jurisdiction that's solely dedicated to mental health. So, for example, the city of Philadelphia reported doing zero mental health activities, the Department of Public Health. We have a Department of Behavioral Health that's separate, that's very, very engaged. So it doesn't mean that, you know, nothing is going on in Philadelphia. It's just not being done by the Public Health Department. So this is the proportion of local health departments conducting five or more activities stratified by whether or not the local health department also directly provided primary care services or directly provided substance abuse services. And as you can see, those that provided primary care services were significantly more likely to perform five or more activities, with about 25% of the local health departments that provided primary care services engaging in five or more mental health activities. So those slides were about the cumulative number of mental health activities performed by local health departments. Now we're getting into, okay, what's the distribution of these specific activities? So about 40% of local health departments assess gaps in access to mental health services. This was the thing that was done the most often. About 14% of local health departments provided direct clinical mental health services. And what I think is interesting here, 16% of local health departments implemented population-based prevention for mental illness, right? So this is just a question. What does that mean? We don't really know. This is what we got at in the qualitative portion. So again, is 16% good? that's exciting, that's great, it's inspiring, or is that not so hot? Is that a small number? And it's something I'd be curious for your thoughts about. So this is, again, stratified by region, the proportion of local health departments that provide direct clinical mental health services. So here, local health departments in the Northeast are most likely to directly provide these services, and local health departments in the West are the least likely. Here again, we have stratified by population size, again looking at whether or not the local health department provides direct mental health services. And here we see this trend with larger health departments being much more likely, significantly more likely, to provide direct mental health services. So about 25% of local health departments that are serving more than 500,000 people in their jurisdiction provide direct clinical mental health services. So this is the proportion providing direct mental health services stratified by whether or not the local health department also provided primary care services and substance abuse services. Now here I think that these numbers are surprisingly small, right? Because some local health departments, they are in the game of directly providing clinical services, period, or they're not. A lot of health departments say, we don't do that, somebody else does that. But here we see that only 30% of local health departments that provide primary care services also provide mental health services. So when we think about integration, and we all know about the importance of integrating primary care and mental health, only 30% of that really, of local health departments, have the capacity to do that in-house, right, with the services they are providing. And this is looking at the mental illness prevention variable, again stratified by whether or not the local health department provides primary care or substance abuse services. And we see that the local health departments that provide primary care services are significantly more likely to engage in these population-based mental illness prevention activities, with about a third of these local health departments performing the activity. So we did multivariate logistic regression to identify associations between different mental health activities, right? So doing one activity significantly increase the likelihood that you're going to perform another activity as well, after controlling for population size and geographic region and everything that we identified to be significant in our bivariate analyses. So one thing we found was that performing any one of the 8 mental health activities significantly increased the local health department's chances of performing any other mental health activity. So they're clustered together. Local health departments are doing the stuff or they're not. It kind of seems to be the case. So after adjusting for covariates, there's a couple findings. So just looking at local health departments that provided clinical mental health care services directly, we found that 61% of local health departments that provided clinical mental health services also engaged in these population-based primary prevention activities to address mental illness, and after adjusting for all the covariates, they were 7 times more likely to do this than a local health department that did not provide clinical mental health services. So here we see this association between a clinical activity taking place in a clinical setting and these broader, really what we consider population-based interventions. And we find that really interesting, that there's that strong association here between the clinical and the population-based. And we also found that these local health departments that provided clinical services were also 3 times more likely to engage in policy and advocacy activities to address mental health. So again, this association between doing something clinical and being more likely to do something at the population level. So discussion, main takeaways. You know, many local health departments are actively engaged in activities to address mental health. Just about most, because it's about 50-55%. But I would say many is fair to say. So I think that there's definitely need for research that explores the impact of local health departments' mental health activities on population mental health outcomes, right? That would be a logical next step and something that we should look at in research. And as you alluded to, there's definitely a need for evidence-based, population-based mental health interventions that can be done by local health department. My review of the literature as well really didn't find much at all. A lot of rah-rah, this is important, local health departments should be doing this, but what should they be doing exactly? The literature really doesn't tell us much at all. And also, as I was saying, you know, this connection between a local health department providing clinical services and also then engaging in these population-based mental health activities, I think that's an area for future research. Why do we see that association? It's just interesting to see local health departments that are very clinical, doing clinical things, are also much more likely to be doing population-based things. So just a few limitations, you know, so it was a secondary analysis of an existing data set. The variables didn't capture specific details about the type of interventions, right? So when a local health department official was asked, do you perform population-based mental illness prevention activities, they said yes or no. We don't know what those activities are, and if we would really consider them to be population-based mental illness prevention. We really don't know. And also the survey didn't provide operational definitions for mental illness, mental health, behavioral health, well-being. These terms were all used interchangeably in the survey, which I think really reflects a larger problem we have about language around this issue. And also, we didn't capture the frequency with which these activities were performed. So is this something that the local health department did once? Did they do one campaign for a month, or do they really have ongoing investments in this area where they're really, really doing a lot? So we have no measure of dose, if you will. Dose. So we didn't assess the presence or absence of a local behavioral health department in the local health department's jurisdiction. So as I said, in Philadelphia, we have a local behavioral health department and a local public health department. We weren't able to account for that because there is no systematic list of local behavioral health departments in the U.S. So for public health, we have NACHO, the National Association of City and County Health Officials. Excuse me? Great. But so there really isn't a NACHO of local behavioral health departments. There's a National Association of County Behavioral Health Directors, but it's very, very small. I think it's just one guy in D.C. So there needs to be, yeah. but I think, you know, we don't really have that data in a systematic fashion. And also we didn't look at state-level things, such as administration and financing arrangements that likely influence what local health departments do around mental health. Those things definitely matter, and we didn't look at that in this study. And, of course, yeah, we didn't look at any associations between the number of mental health activities performed or the types of mental health activities performed and the mental health status of the population that local health department serves. So you could use BRFIS data. There's a mental health variable on there. You could look at, you know, associations between these things. We didn't do that. And, thank you. This was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation through their Public Health Services and Systems Research Portfolio. So, thanks them. And, I look forward to questions. Thank you.
Thank you. So, are there questions that are specifically addressed to this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. We haven't done that yet, but yeah, I think we definitely should. So, yeah.
Right.
And we can't do that with mental health. I wonder if it's because the schools
Yeah, I think that's absolutely an issue. And that's something that came out through our qualitative interviews with local health department officials. One of my questions was, you know, did you receive any training about population-based mental health? And people resoundingly said no. I think that's a great segue to the next presentation. But to answer your question about, you know, so I've gone to the ASPPH website, and I think there are, if you look for mental health, there are, I think, three schools that come up officially. I'm developing a class at Drexel, but still it's a small proportion, but you're going to talk a lot more about this.